Welcome to The Book Hound. My name is Janice Hermsen, and I am your host. If this is the first time you've tuned in, I'm one of the partners at LaRue Press, a publisher, printer, and business center, and the host of both The Book Hound and What's the Story that airs on Fridays from 11 to noon. I'm here with my co-host, April Kempler, who's sitting here so quietly today.
I didn't want to interrupt in case we're doing some kind of important, you know, recording for future use.
I tricked you that one time, but it didn't work.
So sorry.
Quite all right. We do have an awesome show today, though. We have Chris Forman, author of Bright Midnight. We're going to share some events, some things that are going on out there in the book world, book signings. And then in our last segment, we've got our book blitz.
Yay.
Hope you brought some stuff.
I did.
In the book blitz segment, we'll do some quick takes of books we recommend from assorted categories. And then we wrap up until the next week.
Which I can hardly wait. It just comes around faster and faster.
It does. And then when you do the What's the Story with me, sometimes then it's even quicker.
Yeah.
And we fool Craig.
And she just confuses the heck out of me by being here on an odd day.
I know. It's great, isn't it? Well, and I'm working on a new plan. So, Craig, you and I are going to have to get together. We're going to work on a new plan for Book Hound and What's the Story. So, teaser.
I'm waiting.
I love new plans.
Yes. All right. Well, but today we have Chris Forman, who has joined us on the phone. He is the author of Bright Midnight. And I am very pleased to have you here today, Chris. Welcome.
Thank you, Janice. And thank you, April, too.
So tell the folks a little bit about yourself first. And then after we do that, then I want to talk about your book.
I'm a debut author, but I've got another one right behind this one. My day job is as president of Verizon Enterprise. So I run a multi-billion-dollar corporation. But my passion has always been rock and roll. Started in a garage band. It led to a seat on the board of trustees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I've been a pretty deliberate and passionate acquirer of rock memorabilia for about 20 years. And that's what really got me started in thinking about this story.
Well, this story is very interesting. And so please go right ahead. I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a little background. Because Bright Midnight is not a history, it's not an expose, it's a fictional murder mystery. One evening, this goes back about 2 or 3 years, I was walking through my rock memorabilia gallery. I have a gallery here at home. And what else? I had some Doors music playing in the background. And I stopped to take a look at my latest edition that I just acquired, which was a two-page pull-out article from the Record Mirror from 1964. And the Record Mirror at that time was like Variety or the Jazz Standard in London. And this two-page pull-out was announcing a hot new band called the Rolling Stones. You can believe that.
Yeah.
And what struck me the most, so this is, you know, how many years ago, over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
What struck me the most, but how young they were. Keith Richards, no lines in his face, completely smooth, a little pimply face, you know, Mick Jagger, and Brian Jones, who was the founder of the film. Brian Jones was the founder, manager, creative spark, hired Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, and the other guys, arranged all the songs, managed them, took the bigger piece of the take, and he owned the name, you know, as well. And so I was looking at this. I just purchased it. And I walked down the hall, and right next to this new piece was some Jimi Hendrix memorabilia and some Jim Morrison memorabilia. And those of your listeners that have ever heard about the Club of 27 or the Myth of 27 know that Jones and Hendrix and Morrison and a lot of other famous rock stars, a little over 50 of them by now, including Kurt Cobain and others, all died at the age of 27.
Right.
And particularly those three, Jones, Hendrix, and Morrison, died under very cloudy circumstances. And there have been a lot of urban legends and conspiracy theories that have swirled around their deaths for almost 50 years. And so I got this idea in my head at that time. I love Dan Brown, you know, and I've read all of his books. And I got this idea in my head, kept haunting me for weeks. What if they didn't die by accident? What if they didn't die by overdose? What if they didn't die by accident? What if they were murdered? And that's how Bright Midnight got started. Bright Midnight's a fictional murder mystery that reimagines the death. It is fiction. It reimagines the deaths of six iconic late 60s and 70s rock stars, not as accidents, but as murders. It's a true 21st century thriller using modern advanced forensic techniques.
Wow. That's phenomenal. And
very cool book.
It is.
Unbelievable. And, I was like, is this fiction or nonfiction?
Yeah, she emailed me back.
It's fiction.
Is this a new finding?
Right. But what a great teaser to get people interested in your book and being able to have really good information at your fingertips.
Right. Right. Yeah. And the research in this was kind of unique. I started reading everything I could, and I got access to some of the archives at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and actually got some of the original Rolling Stone editor and writers' handwritten accounts at the time of what happened, and some cassette tape interviews, because that was the only way. I couldn't get it from any of the books, couldn't get it from any of the accounts or the history. That sort of brought to life the tenor and the emotion and how sloppy everything was. I mean, many of these guys didn't even have autopsies, or they were very thin. Yeah, for example, Brian Jones, who had founded the Rolling Stones, the cause of death was misadventure. He didn't have drugs or alcohol in his
body. He had a misadventure.
But, yeah, so, and what got me really, you know, it got me really... things just didn't add up for me. I mean, Brian Jones, who was the founder of the Rolling Stones, got kicked out of the group 30 days, and he was recording with Jimi Hendrix on the fly. So there was a rumor that he was going to start a new band and take the Rolling Stone name. So he gets kicked out of the Rolling Stone. He's found dead, floating face down in his pool 30 days later.
Wow.
Three of the rock stars, Blind Al Wilson, who founded Can Heat, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix, were all dead within 30 days of a concert that they appeared at in Berlin, all at the same age, all 30 days after that.
Well, it's clear why conspiracy theories...
What if that happened today? Yeah,
yes.
What if that happened today?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I hate to cut you off. We're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to hear more about Bright Midnight, and I don't know... Gosh, it sounds more real than what it really is. So stay with us. You're listening to The Bookhound. I'm Janice Hermson.
A Proper Fit Footwear in Reno Town Mall, your store for all your foot pain needs. We can assist you with everything from finding that perfect fitting shoe to orthotics, both custom and over the counter. On your feet all day, having foot, knee, hip, or back pain? A supportive shoe may be the answer by realigning the joints to evenly distribute your weight and relieve pressure points. We carry a range of styles and brands, including dress, work, casual, and boots. Get your shopping done for that difficult-to-shop-for friend or family member with a shoe they will use for years. We also have gift cards. We are located at 4001 South Virginia Street in the Reno Town Mall. Our hours are Monday through Saturday from 10 until 6. You can reach us at 775-323-3757. A Proper Fit Footwear, a shoe for every foot.
Businesses, writers, check this out. Go to lrpnv.com to get your printing, publishing, and professional services today. Need a virtual office? A place to receive and forward your mail with professional address and suite number for your business? Someone to answer your telephones? Want to rent a conference room for only $15 an hour? What about that book you've been wanting to have printed? LRP Printing and Business Center can do it for you, and they have a professional assistant on site daily, Monday through Friday. Just call 775-356-1004. Need copies, business cards, invoices,
books, booklets, or graphic design to help brand you or your business, just call 775-356-1004 or go to lrpnv.com. With a great selection of new and used books, you can get your printing done and a book to entertain you in your time off. And don't forget, you could have your business sponsoring the Bookhound Radio Show, just like Andrew Martoni, author of Little Man in the Math, does every week. Just go to lrpnv.com. That's lrpnv.com or call 775-356-1004. They'll provide solutions for your business and writing projects.
So I get up to go to work. Good day, going down my stairs. I lock my car and get in my car and I look in my passenger seat and I say, what is all that glass?
She wasn't happy that her car was broken into, put it that way.
I can't believe this has happened and it was gonna be a good day.
When I pulled up, I had the windshield.
When I explained to her that the part I had was the wrong part, her whole day was just messed up.
I thought he was gonna say, we'll get it done for you tomorrow.
They said we didn't have it in Capitol Heights, we have it in Virginia. I said, well, I can go to Virginia, pick up the part, and then go back to her later on that day.
That was completely, to me, above and beyond, and I didn't expect him to do it, but I really appreciated that he did. He was straightforward, hardworking, just ready to do the job and ready to help.
I'm not doing this for the glory, but I made somebody's day, and it feels good.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Book Hound. I'm Janice Hermsen, here with my co-host, April Kempler, author of The Altered Eye.
Jan, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it is. A quick reminder, we are on the downhill slide on Floyd Sneed's book, In Black and White, The Story of Floyd Sneed, original drummer for Three Dog Night. And I'm thrilled to have worked with Floyd in producing his story. His paintings will be shown at the Jungle beginning in December. January, we'll update you on his launch date.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's thrilling. In the meantime, we have...
other exciting stuff.
I know. We have Chris Formant, who is the author of Bright Midnight. And Bright Midnight is a fiction book, but as we were talking to Chris before the break, it sure sounds like it could be based on fact. Chris?
I'm a believer.
Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you.
So you wanted to... go ahead.
Oh, go on, sorry.
No, I was just going to say you wanted to share a little bit about some of the research that you've done for this book.
Yeah, I think this is pretty interesting. And, you know, it's... this is a topic, this sort of myth of 27 has, you know, it's a big hippie myth, you know, and it's been around for a long, long time. And but I wanted to recreate this as a 21st century thriller. So it's really a cold case investigation. It takes place today. It just so happens to be about very famous, iconic rock stars in the late 60s and 70s. So, you know, after I did my initial reading and some of the initial research at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame into their archives, I came across a former editor of Rolling Stone magazine who'd written about some of these stars. So in talking to him, I got a sense, in the book, the little vignette, sort of flashback vignette, and I tried to infuse that with some of the personalities of some of the stars, because they've been caricatured over time, you know, sort of drug-addled hippies, you know, but these guys were geniuses, right. You know, really renaissance people, musicians, bright as could be, and some of them were just perfectionists very thoughtful, and some, like Jimi Hendrix, were just, you know, always joking. I mean, jovial personalities, so you never hear about their real personalities. I tried to bring those out in some little vignettes. But what really helped me was, in order to try to really come up with something that was a very sophisticated investigation that would be intriguing to a 21st century reader, I engaged two former FBI agents and investigators and an NYPD investigator, and they helped me understand forensic processes and some of the modern cold case investigation techniques and how that could apply. And better yet, they turned me on to some of the textbooks. So I read some of the textbooks that the FBI uses. You know, next I I spoke to and enlisted a top neurosurgeon and researcher from Johns Hopkins. He's one of the top neurosurgeons in the world, and researcher from Johns Hopkins Hospital, Johns Hopkins Medicine, to help me reinterpret the autopsies, if they had autopsies, and then kind of reverse engineer, based on what the autopsies or accounts said, to creatively sort of reinterpret it, how they could have died physically and chemically, particularly because there were things that may have been found in their bloodstreams that they didn't know about, but today you could figure out what they were, and that helped me try to bring it to sort of a 21st century situation, and then use more sophisticated means that they could have been murdered. But even then, I still had some gaps. And being a technologist, I invented two new technologies that are in the book. Your listeners, when they read the book, they're going to think all these technologies exist. But two of them, and I won't tell you, two of them do not exist today. So I invented two. And they sound very experimental, but they don't exist. And one of them has to deal with holography. Yeah. Mm. So that was sort of my Star Wars moment to try to apply that.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time doing this. And your publicist wanted to make sure that I got you to another interview. So I'm going to close this one out.
You don't want to get in trouble.
Don't want to get in trouble with them, you know. They're good people, so, and they take care of you. So we want to thank you for being on. We could have talked to you. We could have talked to you for a lot longer. And I'd love to have you on again if you'd like. And we talk some more about this, because I know that I had some real interest from some of our listeners. So, but we'll tell them to get the book. They can get it at all the regular places.
Yeah, okay. All regular places, Amazon, also online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And we have a major launch that will be highly publicized at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on December 9th, which I'm looking forward to. And the cover artist, David Singer, who was one of the original Fillmore West cover artists and record cover artists for Bill Graham, is going to be there too.
Wonderful. Well, that is wonderful. I wish I could be there too. I would be very interested in talking to you some more.
Well, so a quick plane ride.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Business trip.
That's right. Business trip. Why not?
Business trip.
Sure.
And your partner.
You. Just happen to have
Cleveland.
To bring her along.
Cleveland in December.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is Chris Forman. We thank you for being with us. He is the author of Bright Midnight. And I'll let you go because I know you got to get off to another interview. So thanks
Thank you so much. This has been delightful. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners about Bright Midnight.
All right. Great. Thank you. So, April.
So it comes to this.
Here we are.
Well, if you have missed any part of this episode, you can download all of our shows at americamatters.us. Just go to the podcast link and look under Book Count. This show, which you don't want to miss, will be there shortly after we complete it today, thanks to our engineer, Craig Moss. Thank you.
He's such an awesome guy, isn't he?
We like
him. He's got a beard today.
He tortures us so, but we think he's awesome.
We must be gluttons for punishment, right?
I know I am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I really would have liked to have talked to him more. I mean, the research he did.
Yeah, my husband even shared the thing today. Like him to share it every time, but he shared it with some musician people he knew or whatever.
Right.
So on Facebook. So it's got his attention.
Right. Yeah, well, it's a great topic.
Classic rock,
he's got,
mystery.
Yeah, he's got all the background
the components
for it.
All
yeah.
came together perfectly.
I know. And he was great talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just carried it all.
And I didn't get to ask him one of the questions that I wanted to.
Oh, shoot. Well,
we'll have
next
him on
time.
Again. Yeah,
next
we can
time.
Have him on again. Yeah. That would be fun.
What were some of your questions?
Oh, just more information about how he put it together some of the people that he might have interviewed and where he got, you know, the information. Because, you know, it has to seem real when you're doing it, right? And like he said, he created technologies to go into the book. I just, too much time. That's all I can say.
Well,
somebody who's got way too much time on their hands.
Or a lot of energy.
Maybe so.
I think that's kind of what it is.
You think?
Yeah, they have like a brain for it. Like they're always just have to be busy all the time, like squirrels or something. Just, you know, little
like
busy
squirrels.
Yeah, just, you know, a little like my husband is so hyper. He's constantly thinking of things, and I'm worn out. So it's like, you know, it's like it's got to be running off to something.
Looking then, for that those little nuts everywhere.
Berry somewhere. Little gems he wants to bring up. Well, like today, like he was a little slow today, so he got some paper done, but he's sitting there. He's like, oh, I'm so worn out. I was like, you know what? You're worn out all the time, but you just have to run all the time. You don't even notice. You're so distracted because you're just running all the time to the next thing that you want to do.
Wow.
So.
You're wound today.
Am I?
You're a little bit.
Sorry.
No, it's very good. I'm pleased to see it.
Just, you know, another opinion. What does it matter? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you never know where your inspiration comes from. And his came from that hobby, that his love, his passion of this classic rock and memorabilia that he was collecting. And he was like, well, what about, you never know when that lightning bolt's going to strike
you. It's true.
So, you know, people ask all the time, what inspires you to write? Or what stories, where'd you get your story ideas? You know, Stephen King said, oh, the story store, or whatever he said. I don't remember. He was
sarcastic. The story store?
The story Just kind of, that's, you know, loose interpretation of Stephen King.
I think it is. I think he might not like what you said.
Well, don't quote me. I revere his advice, so I don't know the way. Anyhow, so you never know what you're into could inspire you one day to write a book.
It's true. Yeah, well, I get good ideas, but I pass them on to writers.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I'm not a fiction writer.
It's very generous of you.
I'm not a fiction writer. Yeah. I do nonfiction, so, you know. Well, but that's all right.
We have our niche.
Her that's life right. is enough fiction in it.
There you go.
That she can't write.
No, don't want to tell those stories. All right. Well, you are listening to The Book Hound. We're going to take a break here. We hope that you'll stay with us. We're going to talk about some book fairs and festivals that are coming up and different things. We'll be back.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Real Estate Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash rebate. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Real Estate Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Real Estate Resources now at 1-800-235-7513 to learn more or visit ParagonRERI.com.
Giuseppe Crystal at GlassRoses.us would like to welcome you to his extraordinary collection of beautiful handmade glass roses, custom engraved mirrors, engraved tiles, hummingbirds, and glass-blown apple oil candles. Giuseppe manipulates hot glass by hand to form these unique gifts. Each one is in itself a work of art. Many of his items are accentuated in 24-karat gold and come in a variety of colors. GlassRoses.us handmade gifts make a personal and dramatic statement for your friend, lover, or family member. He even specializes in custom laser engravings on mirrors, where you can submit a special message or use one of Giuseppe's for that special person in your life. Whether you're looking for a handmade glass hummingbird figurine to complete your collection or exotic glass oil candles for a glamorous accessory in a living, dining, or bedroom, explore his large collection of unexpected delights at glassroses.us.
talking to Victor from Precision Diamonds. Victor, I remember you in the old days, Park Lane Mall, a kiosk. It's a lot different now, isn't it?
Man, that was a long time ago. 1988, we've been blessed that we've been guided, and finally we have bought an amazing building across the street from the convention center. We found a better way to serve you. You know, we call it home. We managed to create amazing energy. And when we say welcome to the family, boy, we really mean it.
It is a family affair.
Absolutely. And we couldn't have done it without our wonderful customers who believed in us for all of 27 years. So I'm here to really say thanks to all of our wonderful family members who we started as customers, who now we know each other's children and grandchildren.
All those years ago, a little kiosk in Park Lane Mall. Park Lane Mall's not there anymore, but you are still here.
Yeah. We have solidified our future by buying this beautiful building on Virginia Street. So we're there to serve you.
Thank you, Victor. Precision Diamonds, your local jeweler across from the convention center.
Thanks for joining us on the Book Hound. Welcome back, April Kempler.
Thank you, Jan. It was a wonderful first half. I don't know what we call it, but it was
fun. It was the first half.
Yeah. So yeah. Before we get started in our next segment, a quick reminder to check out books from all over at lrpnv.com. If you have a book you would like listed, click the Add Your Book link to include your book in the selections. You never know what book we'll choose to mention on the Book Hound.
And I don't have one for you today, but I didn't look, to be honest. I prepped last night and didn't look this morning. I forgot.
Poor people.
I know.
Adding the book.
Shame on me. But please add your book. I will look next week. Yeah, I promise.
I love to see what's new.
I know.
I'm sort of over the popular book. I mean, I have my favorite writers, and I like discovering them that are like big publishing companies too, but I'm kind of over it. It's like,
you know, it's funny. It's funny you mention that, because when I was looking for our Book Blitz selections, I was wavering. I was like, well, no, I want a popular one. No, wait, no, yeah, I want something independent. So I ended up deciding to just do the kind of random search thing.
Okay.
And I ended up with, I believe they are all three of mine are independents. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's fun.
It is. Well, and you find some such interesting topics and
fresh points of view and fresh takes on this. You know, nothing's new under the sun, but some fresh takes.
And
on
it's a risk. I mean, you're risking. Is it going to be written well?
Right.
Is it, you know, is it going to really do what it says? We've had people submit, and I think I've told this story before, where people submit, the letter they send in is awesome, and you're like sitting down with your popcorn ready to read, and oh my, it's not so good.
Yeah.
So that's the risk you take.
That's a down.
But you can usually tell by reviews if they have enough reviews.
Right.
And that was one of the things
people,
I looked
that's
at.
One of the first things they say. Oh, there's so many errors. And
Right. So. And then if you're willing to deal with that, then you can move forward with it anyway. But at least you'll know up front that that's going to happen.
Right.
So, but we're going to talk about some things that are going on out there.
Yeah.
What's going on out there, April?
My things are pretty local. I've got a couple of Sundance Books and Music book signings, readings and signings. The first one is tomorrow, so that's timely. It's Tuesday, November 15th at 6:30 to 8, and it will be a reading and signing by S.M. Hulse. The book is called Black River, and so this is her first novel. And it's
I like the title.
Yeah, Black River, and the cover is really pretty too. It's mountains.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Snow caps in the sky.
Too bad you can't see it. We don't have TV here.
I'm trying to describe it. Well, anyhow, the protagonist, he returns to his hometown, Black River, Montana. So it had me there because I like Montana. I like Wyoming a lot. I think more, but I like Montana too. But
isn't Montana big sky country?
Yes, and that's the cover. It's a big sky with Montana mountains. So if you picture that. So he returns to his hometown with two things, his wife's ashes and a letter from the parole board. The convict who once held him hostage during a prison riot is up for release. For years, Wes Carver, he earned his living as a corrections officer and found his joy playing the fiddle. But the riot shook Wes's faith and robbed him of his music. Now he must decide if his attacker should walk free. With lovely rhythms, spare language, tenderness, and flashes of rage, S.M. Hulse shows us the heart and darkness of an American town and one man's struggle to find forgiveness in the wake of evil. So, author, S.M. Hulse, she's from here. She's an assistant professor of English at the University of Nevada, Reno.
Wow. So well, it sounds like a...
Sort of a local, but kind of...
Yeah, I like the description.
Me
it
too.
Sounds like a very good book.
Right, so it's $14.95.
I won't make it to the signing tomorrow. No, sorry, can't. I got a signing to go to tomorrow.
What's that?
Pan Pantoja.
Okay, he's... So that's your next book signing.
That's right.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
Thanks. Yeah, that's going to be at the Jungle, and that's between 5:30 and 7. And he is releasing his second in the series of 20 books that we are doing for him at LaRue. And it is called The Dog Hears Something. Everybody should hear something.
I hope a dog hears something. Can't they hear from like a mile away? Some statistic,
they have some interesting hearing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what his book is about.
Okay. Well,
his book is poetry.
I know. And he's like really far out there. He's got high, you know, he comes from Eagles.
Yes.
And his fans just eat it up. They love him.
They do. And the next in his series is going to be a graphic novel. So that's
nice. Yes, he's an artist.
He
he's
is.
Just everything.
Yes,
he's
he
like
is
a
everything.
Quadruple threat.
Like Matt Creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So November 15th is a busy day. You can go to a book signing over at Sundance. You can go to one at the Jungle. They're not that far from each other.
What time is yours?
5:30 to 7.
Okay. This is 6:30 to 8.
Well, there you go. See, you can kind of
do that one first
and jog for between both of them, right?
Far from
that's
each
right.
other. I
yeah.
Don't think. Well, anyhow, whatever.
Yes, but we'd love to see you at the Jungle.
Yeah.
It's a great place to go anyway. Pick up a cup of coffee or a beer.
Well, I didn't know this was going to compete when I brought it up.
It's okay. So. No, it's all about that, right? I mean, there's lots of good things going around in our area. And I have some more things, but go ahead with yours because mine are not local. Mine are out of the area.
Okay, yeah. I was looking for out of the area things too. Just. These local ones caught my attention
because
they were so fascinating. This one is the Nevada Humanities Salon with Pulitzer winner TJ Styles. This is also at Sundance. This will be Friday, November 18th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And so this is in celebration of the 2016 centennial of the Pulitzer Prizes. Nevada Humanities hosts a salon program that will feature 2016 Pulitzer Prize winning biographer TJ Styles. Mm. This program will provide Nevadans with an opportunity to engage in conversation with Styles about his works, in particular his interest in changing the camera angle with regard to the biographies he writes. So this will facilitate people to question and answer and listen to him read. He's the author of Custer's Trials, A Life on the Frontier of New America. Also, you know, so my Wyoming thing, I went to the history is interesting. American history is fascinating. And so he won the Pulitzer Prize for history and finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for biography. So he's really an amazing.
Well, you need to go to that.
To talk, go meet and talk to. Yeah, I love to. I'm going to put this in my calendar. So that's that.
I don't hear commitment. Come on, commit.
I know. What's wrong with me? November 18th, Friday, 6 to 7:30 at
you can
Sundance
do it.
Books.
You can do it.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I'm forcing you.
I'll have to. This reporter is on the case.
There you go. You can report back on Monday.
I'll do
tell
it.
Us all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
all
idea.
Right.
Good idea.
Perfect.
I like it.
Yeah. And I want to mention, before I forget, that to mention it, not that I would forget this, that, and this is not about a book, this is actually about one of my partners at LaRue. She is celebrating her birthday on November 16th, and I promise I won't tell how old she is. However, it is my sister Lenore.
If you tell
and
me, I'll tell.
Then you'll tell? All right, I'll whisper. I'll whisper it. Anyhow, she's celebrating her birthday on November 16th, and I wanted to wish her an early happy birthday. So that's all I had.
She's a spry lady. And she is. She's youthful.
She's very youthful.
It's just a number. It doesn't define you.
Well, see, there you go. There's your birthday gift. You better be listening. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Her son actually came out last week to visit with her and to celebrate a little bit. So I thought that was nice.
It's always good to be with family. Yes. On you know, important times.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought it was really nice of him. He drove up from Southern Cal and came and visited for a bit. So it's always fun to see him too. Anyhow, we also have coming up, I told you I have a list of important book fairs, festivals, and conferences. And if you go to the LRP Bookhound page, you will find them posted there. I did that before I came on. How about that for prepping?
You get two thumbs up.
I'm a prepper now. Not the right kind of prepper, but what the heck. Anyhow, one of them is in Miami. It's the Miami Book Fair International, and that will be, scratch that. That one's already done. How about we go with the National Book Awards, which is Wednesday, November 16th in New York. That's an important event.
That is. One
especially
of my
to
books
authors.
Is a yes. National Book Award winner, too. So
yes.
That's timely.
Yeah, it is. And then we have the Fresh Book Festival. I'm not sure. It's spelled out as if it's an acronym for something. FRESH, Fresh Book Festival. They aren't telling me what it's for, so I'll have to look that one up. It's in Daytona
Fun
Beach,
reads.
Florida.
I can come up with a song.
And that's actually in 2017, because now I've jumped from this year to next year. That is a Thursday, January 12th, 2017. So you can plan ahead. Book your flight. Daytona Beach, Florida. That might be fun in January, right?
Definitely. Good time of year to go there.
Is it?
I think so.
What kind of weather do they have then?
I think Florida is like in the 70s. I think it might be in the 70s. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head.
There you go.
But don't go in August. I know that one for sure is bad.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to find out more about more book festivals all the way through 2017, a whole bunch of them, the list of important book fairs, festivals, and conferences is listed on LRP Bookhound on Facebook. So go check that out. And you'll also see the book Bright Midnight. Do I have that right? I do. Bright Midnight by Chris Formant. And you'll be able to look and see what that's all about and hopefully get it ordered. It's a good book.
Mm-hmm. I definitely am looking into it.
Yeah, thriller and really sounded like a good book. We'll have him back on. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our book blitz. You've been listening to The Book Hound. We'll be right back with my co-host, April Kempler.
This is Rick Parr, Director of Sales and host of Talking Sports on America Matters Media. Listen up. We are looking for some good people to sell advertising with us. America Matters Media is our area's community radio network based right here in Reno and heard all over the world with excellent programming throughout the week. If you have sales experience or a great personality with positive attitude and can communicate well, call us at 775-827-8900. We'll train you on how to get the deal done. You'll earn money immediately on every sale you make and on every renewal. The facts are that every business needs help getting the word out about their products and services, and radio ads help them do just that by letting our listeners know where to go to get the best deals in town. We want you to help us bring our clients and listeners together with advertising sales. Call now, 775-827-8900. That's America Matters Media, 827-8900.
Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Jorge. He's the owner of Atomic Bootlegger Lounge inside Sierra Sid's Casino. I want to personally invite you to join us for Whiskey Wednesday, every third Wednesday of the month, featuring one of their high-quality, top-shelf spirits. It's Whiskey Wednesday. For just $10, you receive a welcome cocktail made by one of their rockstar bartenders, a generous sample pour for tasting, and access to an exclusive brand presentation. Every month, they donate a portion of the proceeds to the Wainema Wild Horse Sanctuary. The Atomic Bootlegger Lounge, locally owned and operated, and care about our local community? Come on down and experience the bootlegger difference. The Atomic Bootlegger Lounge is located inside of Sierra Sits Casino at 200 North McCarran, just off I-80. Please drink responsibly, and remember, at Bootlegger, we speak easy and glow home.
We're talking to Victor from Precision Diamonds. Victor, I don't know anything about jewelry at all. I don't know anything about diamonds. I need to get something for my lady.
Well, you know what, Jim? Come on in. We are your local jeweler, and we want to be your personal shopper. For 27 years, we know that we are doing business directly with the right manufacturers. We have negotiated great prices. They have the right trend, the right designs, quality, from earrings to pendants to you name it, we've got it.
That means you're going to help me from beginning to end.
My family, we've been working for this for a long time. I don't know how to change oil or anything, but I know diamonds. I know jewelry. So if you want to come in, you don't have to worry about anything. We'll find the exact gift that you're looking for that's going to make you look like $1 million, that you really took the time and effort to choose something, not just say, I'll take this. You know, your lady will know that you took the time and found a beautiful gift for her.
Thank you, Victor. Precision Diamonds, your local jeweler across from the convention center.
Oh, yeah! It was like lightning. Everybody was fighting. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, fire on the one, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Book Hound, and you're hearing that music because we're getting ready to do our book blitz.
That's right.
That's okay. Right.
Who goes first?
We're not very good at this blitzing thing, are we?
No, and I'm nervous. So it's like, is the clock started yet?
You're afraid that I'm going to cut you off.
Yes.
Well, I probably will.
That's okay. I could take it.
All right. So what we do in the Book Blitz is we try and share with you a number of different books, not necessarily by any particular genre, fiction, nonfiction. Oh, here he goes. He's got his clock on.
No. Is it any wonder I have a nervous...
She has a nervous
tick. She has a nervous... I know. I just sort of cut that whole sentence right off.
Tick, tock, tick, tock.
My nerves are shot. This clock.
All right. So we're going to let April go first just so she can get over her nervousness. And
are we starting with children's?
You're doing children's? I didn't bring a children's today. Wait. Shame on me.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's okay. Go for it. I told you we can do a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I had a theme I was going with, and I only did half the theme. But my theme is adventure stories.
Oh, okay. For children's?
Yeah. True life and children's too. So what? And I was stuck between a few of them because there's a lot of really good adventure stories out there for children.
We have lots of weeks.
Well, okay. So this is why I run out of time. All right. So When the Sea Turned to Silver. This was published October 4th in 2016. It's new. So, and it is a National Book Award finalist by Grace Lynn. And this is a fast-paced adventure. And Pin Mei, it's a Chinese story. It's inspired from Chinese myths and stories. So Pin Mei is the little girl. Her gentle, loving grandmother always has the most exciting tales for her granddaughter and the other villagers. However, the peace is shattered one night when soldiers of the emperor arrive and kidnap the storyteller. Everyone knows that the emperor wants something called the luminous stone that lights the night. Determined to have her grandmother returned, Pin Mei embarks on a journey to find the luminous stone alongside her friend Yishan, a mysterious boy who seems to have his own secrets to hide. Together, the two must face obstacles, usually found only in legends, to find the luminous stone and save Pin Mei's grandmother before it's too late.
Oh,
and it's illustrated as well.
Any idea of the age group that kind of goes to?
Yes, it's to 9.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, I might read it because it's cute.
Sometimes you need to just break away from that heavy duty stuff and do something lightweight, right?
Yes.
Sorry, you can pretend you're going to read it to my grandchildren. How's that?
Yes.
All right.
I will.
There you go. That's perfect. All right. And I'm not doing a children's today. I am actually doing a romance, which if anybody knows me, I don't do romance. But I found this one, and it actually sounded interesting to me, and I just found out that April likes romance, so maybe she would like this. It's called Finding Home by Jackie, well, I'll probably massacre her name, Weger, W-E-G-E-R, and 24-year-old Phoebe Holly is on a quest to find her family a home. On the road with two siblings, 12-year-old Maydeen and 5-year-old Willie Boy, Phoebe's out of money, out of gas, and out of patience. Now the only thing she owns in abundance are Holly Backbone and Holly Pride, neither of which she can trade for food or gas. A collision with Gage Morgan puts Phoebe's mission in even worse jeopardy until Phoebe discovers Gage Morgan owns the perfect place for the Holly clan. So she ends up having to use her wiles to...
Thinking woman.
Yeah.
So what was it about this particular book that piqued your interest because of the genre is not so not you? Or are you just outside the box?
No, the very first thing that got me was the cover. I looked at the cover. There's a boat and just a sun over the water. Mm-hmm. I can't tell if it's sunset or sunrise, but I would never see a
sunrise, so I don't recognize it.
and that's what attracted me to it. And I know from experience that for me, if I don't like the cover, I'm not going to read the book.
That's true.
And then I read the description and I thought, you know, this doesn't sound like the quote typical romance, because romance has a certain way that they, put the books together. Right. So they're calling it a romance. It really sounded more like it really had a story to
it. Right. It could just be a women's literature.
Right.
Or
exactly. And so, chick lit. Right. And that's okay. I am not opposed to that. It's just that the whole romance thing is, there's certain things in it and that drives me
crazy.
Well,
that title romance kind of gave it a bad name, I think.
Right.
Because
or a good name, because everybody does well with romance.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm super selective, so.
All right. So fire away, you're next.
Okay, so my next on my theme of...
Adventure.
So this one is, and I was actually liking to do books that were adapted into movies. This is The Revenant, and I did not see this movie. It looked, the previews look so scary, but I did read this book. It's by Michael Punke, I think. Punke, P-U-N-K-E. The Revenant, and it's a noun, one who has returned as if from the dead. And so this is the story of these fur trappers that went out, and it was in 1823, the trappers of the Rocky Mountain Fur Company. Hugh Glass is our hero of the story. He's among the company's finest men, an experienced frontiersman and an expert tracker. But when a scouting mission puts him face to face with a grizzly bear, he is viciously mauled and not expected to survive. Two company men are dispatched to stay behind and tend to Glass before he dies. When the men rob and abandon him instead, Glass is driven to survive by one desire, revenge. With shocking grit and determination, Glass sets out crawling at first across hundreds of miles of uncharted American frontier. And this is actually based on a true story. And I read this and I was riveted. I just loved it so much.
That's great.
So I recommend The Revenant.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, since you did one based on a true story,
It's fiction, though. It's historical.
Right. It's called Spilled Milk, based on a true story. I'm reading the wrong thing. And, here's the irony of all of this, is that my printer decided to do something very interesting.
Had a mind of its own.
It really did have a mind of its own. So I printed out, right off of the internet. Mm-hmm. And, it said print. I can print. Yeah, well, the words are all over the place. So all about escalating brutality in her home.
Oh, dear.
Jeopardizing her, condemning her
to... A thriller? Can't even talk. Is this a thriller?
At this point, I don't even know.
with that.
I'm having an identity crisis here. Spilled Milk is a story about resilience, the strength of the human mind, and willpower to live a better life. And truthfully, I think it's quite a serious story.
Oh, maybe it's like a self-help or something.
Yeah. And I'm so disappointed because I really did like the description. But as I'm looking at this, I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to share that with anybody because it did not print properly. Well, other than the
title's still good.
The title is good. Randy Slater would testify at a criminal trial against her father, who was sentenced to prison for his crimes. He was sentenced up to 16 years in 2004. Her painful and ultimately triumphant story is recounted in Randy's first novel, Spilled Milk. So
sounds like a fictionalized account of a true,
very true
situation.
Story. Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
amazing.
So okay. obviously available, you know, Amazon, all those places.
All right. So my next one is a biography.
Okay.
And it is called Into the Wild by John Krakauer. Again, another movie I did not see, but I loved this book. And it's kind of...
The book's always better than the movie anyway.
Sometimes, yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
More detail.
I agree. And so Into the Wild is in April 1992, a young man from a well-to-do family hitchhiked to Alaska and walked alone into the wilderness north of Mount McKinley. His name was Christopher Johnson McCandless. He had given $25,000 in savings to charity, abandoned his car and most of his possessions, burned all the cash in his wallet, and invented a new life for himself. And he walked into the wilderness.
Wow.
And
that's
so it's
cool.
A well-researched retelling of his path into Alaska.
Into the wild.
Exactly.
There
and,
you go.
And what happened to him and why he ended up like that. And I think I wonder so much about what draws people into these into the wilderness,
right.
You know, because it's
right.
To me it's scary.
All right, and my last one is The Mental Floss History of the United States, the almost complete and entirely America. And this is a funny book, and I chose it because I thought that our United States needs something funny because we're all in an uproar. So I just wanted to share something that might have some humor in it and that you might be able to enjoy to take your mind off things. Smarter Than, and this is again where the words have kind of come and gone, so I'm going to be able to get part of it. Funnier Than the Founding Father and More American Than Apple Pie, The Mental Floss History of the United States, an almost but not entirely comprehensive primer on American history, or at least the good stuff. So, read The Mental Floss History of the United States. You might get something valuable out of that.
Yeah.
And laugh a little.
Yeah.
Right? We need to laugh right now.
I've been laughing.
We all need to laugh. We all need to take that deep breath. Right?
Definitely.
Seriously.
The deep breath is more important.
No matter which side you're on, you need to take a deep breath.
That's true.
It
People
is
are
true.
Grieving right now.
That's true. And you just need to breathe because that's really important.
It's going
to
be okay.
Well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
We don't
definitely.
Have many choices at this
no,
point.
Just
so,
push on through.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, I was
I'll
happy.
See you next week.
Is it over?
It's
oh, my
over.
Goodness. Well, this is April.
It's done. And I'm Janice Hermson. You listen to The Book Hound.